Is talk of a 25% tariff on cars imported to the U.S. a NAFTA negotiating tactic in disguise? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Trump team has begun a formal look at penalties on imported cars and trucks. The administration suggests it's a national security issue. This is an especially complicated issue because there is no clear-cut definition of what is a domestic car or truck with cars full of U.S. parts made in Mexico and foreign cars assembled in the U.S. On Thursdays, we consult Diane Swong, chief economist at the accounting and consulting firm Grant Thornton.
Well, the largest importer that we have, that we import cars from, is Mexico. So clearly Mexico is the target.
So we import so much from Mexico, it'd be nice if we could make the cars in the U.S., might help American jobs, is the argument.
Exactly. The real issue is that, one, about 40% of every vehicle coming in from Mexico, 25% from Canada, is made with U.S. parts. So the minute that you shut down those imports coming in, you also shut down the jobs in the U.S., mostly in the Midwest, the heartland of the U.S. economy, where the auto industry is strongest.
But there's a big NAFTA angle here because the North American Free Trade Agreement is currently being renegotiated.
Exactly, and it's on thin ice. NAFTA is the sort of elephant in the room, not being negotiated. This is considered a tact to bring Mexico and scare Mexico and Canada into accepting terms that they don't consider acceptable. We're also seeing repercussions of this already in things like Mexican elections and the fact that Mexico's already signed up with the European Union to have free trade with them instead of us. So trade agreements aren't just economic agreements. They're geopolitical agreements, and they're agreements of trust. We're eroding that trust and making U.S. companies abroad targets of foreign governments, even some of our closest allies.
Diane Swonk is chief economist at the consulting and accounting firm Grant Thornton. Thank you.
Thank you.
The United Auto Workers Union told us they're working on a response. Separately, the UAW does believe NAFTA should be completely overhauled. Michigan State University says next year's incoming class will be its biggest and most diverse. The university is emphasizing this, even as many are focused on the conviction of former MSU Dr. Larry Nassar for the sexual abuse of hundreds of girls. The university agreed to a $500 million settlement. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports now on how Michigan State is paying for this in many ways.
When Michigan State announced the $500 million settlement last week, officials didn't say how the university would pay for it. Interim President John Engler told Michigan Public Radio insurance will cover some of the cost. The university may have to borrow some money or dip into reserves.
That's my job now as president, to give to the Board of Trustees a plan that says this is how we fund this and this is what the finances of the university look like.
That plan is expected at a board meeting next month. There's enough concern about the financial impact that Moody's downgraded MSU's credit rating. The agency's Susan Fitzgerald says the settlement resolves more than 300 lawsuits brought by victims.
Nonetheless, the university does face a number of other investigations that are underway, and there is still some residual uncertainty around what else might come forward.
Some faculty worry about potential cuts to programs in the face of declining state funding. Stephen Esquith is dean of the Residential College in the Arts and Humanities at Michigan State.
My concern is that whatever negative effects occur, they may be disproportionately shared across the university.
It's hard to quantify the effect on MSU's reputation. Zach Olson is president of Infinite Global, which advises businesses on managing crises.
A lot of these schools, they have loyal alum bases, and people believe in their schools, and they want to believe that even when bad things happen, there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
He points to Virginia Tech, which became a leader on campus safety after a mass shooting in 2007. Natalie Rogers is a founder of Reclaim MSU. The group is pushing for changes in how the university addresses and prevents sexual assault.
We are in the perfect position to be a leader. All of this is going on in the wake of the Me Too movement, and we can't forget the position that we're in.
Rogers says one important step, giving students and faculty more of a voice in governance. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Meanwhile, University of Southern California trustees just voted to bring in outside lawyers to investigate why it took years to stop a USC gynecologist accused of abusing student patients. 200 faculty have now called for the USC president's resignation. Plastic straws could be banned in New York City if a new bill introduced in the council this week goes through. Similar restrictions are being considered in California. The UK and Taiwan are looking at this. Today, McDonald's shareholders are scheduled to meet, and among other things, they're trying to figure out what to do with the straws. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
Right now, there are about 5 trillion pieces of plastic already floating in our oceans. Rather than add to that, you could switch to paper straws. But for McDonald's, making that swap, not so simple. Alex Suskind is with Cornell University.
Supply chain systems are very, very intricate and very, very complicated. You can't just snap your fingers and have change happen overnight.
Still, he says McDonald's has a lot of power and could change the way we sip. Its board, though, is opposed to the proposal. Britta Rosenheim is with Better Food Ventures, which invests in food tech. She says the company likely wants to roll out its wider sustainability plans at its own pace. Still, the timing.
It would be great to capture this both on the PR front and also in terms of, you know, moving things forward. My only guess is it's probably a financial matter.
McDonald's did not respond to requests for comment. Neither did Aardvark, a company that makes paper straws.
Due to an overwhelming global demand, please listen to the following menu options as they have recently changed.
Sounds like they're busy. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
GM and Ford stock up more than 1% with that talk of import duties on imported cars. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio from APM, American Public Media.